All Eyes on Fishing with Josh Sheldon, Brad Qualley, and Mitch Peterson, leading you to the next level.
Welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Today we're going to talk about fish stories. Oh, we all have them.
Everybody's got fish stories.
You always lose a big one because it's a fish story. It's just a fish story.
Yeah, the big one that got away. Yeah.
And I've only said that once in my entire life. I've only lost one. No, that's another fish story. So
I remember that one.
You were with me. You were upset. No, so seriously, fish stories. We're just going to kind of just go into some. I mean, it could be something that happened that was funny, something that happened that was amazing, take kids out, whatever you want to talk about. So, Mitch, go ahead and start us off.
Okay, well, I've got a great one that's funny.
I do like the funny one, because I get some humor.
So me and a couple of my buddies from Denver here, we went up to McConaughey years ago.
In Nebraska.
Yeah, and I had a 14-foot aluminum with a 10-horse, and...
And what was the name of that fine vessel?
That was the Green Piece. And
like Green piece
of shit.
P-I-E-C. I had it on the side of the boat. But I tell you, that boat caught a lot of fish. Yeah. So I took these guys out, and we were trolling at night for big walleyes.
On McConaughey, a 20-mile-long lake night.
Yes.
With my
14-footer with the 10-horse, we had no business out there. But, you know, we've all done that too, right? We made some bad choices. But
you're fine.
There we were. We're trolling along. And
just stay close to shore.
No, we were out in the middle. And in fact, we were heading to the dam until the dam just never got closer. So we turned around and I started bringing it back. Well, so we'd been out in the boat for 2-3 hours, hadn't caught a thing.
You've been drinking or no?
We'd had a few beers, yeah.
Okay,
so we're trying to lay down the story.
Here.
Yeah. And I'm using the big motor.
Yeah, the 10-horse,
not my trolling motor. I was using the big 10-horse in the back. And so I'm in the back, Beans in the middle, and Corey's sitting up front in my seat, and he's got his rod, he's holding on to it, and the line's going right past me because we're talking this little boat, you know, everything is right by me. And Beans got his out the other side, and I'm fishing, and all of a sudden I noticed that Corey had fallen asleep. Oh, yeah, sitting there holding his rod.
It was like across his lap or across his chest.
Yeah, hold it like a
little baby.
Yeah, kind of like his baby. But he had
a little sleepy time.
He hadn't moved or said a word for quite a while. So I was like, hey, Bean, check this out. So I just reached over to the right, grabbed a hold of his line that went right by me, and I gave it 2 good yanks. And I'll tell you what, Corey popped up, and he looked right, and he goes, what did I catch? And I'll tell you what, he already caught it. He didn't catch anything, Corey. So what was funny was,
there, nappy time, boy.
So he went right back to sleep.
Yeah, right.
Bean and I were done laughing about that because it was hilarious. All of a sudden, Bean's all quiet. You know, I'm driving the boat, so I'm not sleeping. I'm like, huh. So I did the same thing to Bean. He popped up, and, you know, he didn't say, what'd I catch?
But you got him, too.
You got him, too.
So I'll get into mine. I'm thinking of one where you fell asleep on the boat, Mitch, but we won't get into that one. You've never heard me talk about that before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was during a tournament fishing for money, but that's okay. So we're not going to talk about how we're fishing for money and we were trolling and someone fell asleep because it was kind of snowy. But we're just going to pass that.
It was snowing and no fish were biting.
Yes, but
I was resting my eyes
for about 20 minutes. But anyway, so no, I'm going way back. So I was just out of high school in that college years, and we had a pond that we used to go bullhead fishing because it's always fun to go bullhead fishing. So one of my buddies that lives up in Steamboat now, we go down and we each got a few rods out. Bullhead fishing, you know how you can get when you get into them. I mean, they're just going nuts.
Right.
So, and they're all like 10-inch bullhead. They're small. So we'd had a couple beers, and he cast it out, and I watched him cast his pole out, and it literally was like 4 feet from shore.
Right.
And he had the other one out far, but he's got his little rod holder, and he's sitting on his cooler. And you know, he watches that rod tip start going ding, 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 ding. So he grabs it, and he's going to drive it home because we've caught a lot of big bullhead. You really need to drive it home.
You have to hammer them.
I mean, as much as you can do, right? And this guy's a big dude. He's like 6'4", 240, 250. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He grabs this thing and yanks it. I mean, he is putting her down. And that fish, oh, yeah, he drove her home. But that fish comes shooting out of the water because, mind you, it's only 4 foot from shore.
Yeah.
It comes out at about 110, and he's sitting on that cooler, and that barb or the fins, whatever the sticker fins are on him, sticks him straight between the eyeballs and knocks him off his cooler. And his head, I mean, later on, his head swelled up. Oh, man. It looked like a bee sting. But it doesn't end there. Well, he's pissed.
Yeah.
This damn bullhead. So he takes the bullhead off, and now he drops it on the ground. And he's like, he shouldn't have ever done that.
Right.
But he did. But the bullhead won. It's a foot from the water, and he's going to kick it back in because it's pissed him off. Well, he kicks it, and he's got flip-flops on. Oh. What do you think happened? Oh. Right in his big foot. Right in his big toe. Stuck him again. It was pretty funny. That bullhead won, and he got to swim off to do another day. But that was a pretty funny fish story.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, mine isn't as much humor as it was. I mean, it was humorous to us at the time. He missed
another one. That's his typical fish story. Yeah. Oh, I had a big one. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Man, I'm telling you.
No, just go.
So, anyways, this will be a McConaughey story. So, my dad and I were fishing in tournaments. You guys were there. And it was actually, we ended up doing really well in this tournament, winning it. But during one of the, during the first day of the tournament, it was flat calm. It was beginning of August. And it was just hotter than hot could be. Not a breath of air.
Like Africa.
Like 100, and it's, you know, shining on you, and it's reflecting, and you're in an aluminum boat, and you think the whole world is going to start on fire. And we're trolling cranks, and, you know, we have...
Just to get a breeze.
And anything, you know, and you're hoping something will splash on you. And we've got the boards out, the offshore boards, and they're, you know, the yellow boards, and all of a sudden, boom, one of the boards heads back, and it's the outside board. I remember it was on my side of the boat, so on the side with the steering wheel, and all of a sudden it disappears. It disappears. It's gone. Boom, board gone. So my dad, who doesn't move super fast, he kind of moseys back there, and he's reeling up the other one, getting it out of the way, and the fight is on, right? And so we have no idea what this is, but if you don't know Lake McConaughey, it has monster catfish, right? And huge, and I say striper or wiper, I don't know exactly which one it is. I don't know. But anyways, big fish. Big fish abound in this lake, so it could be a big walleye, big catfish, whatever.
And northern.
Big pike, big northern, northern. Yeah, the pike population's really coming in there too. So anyways, this board's gone, and it is screaming off on a trolling rod. You know, we all know that's a little more stout gear, and it is taking line. And then it comes back across. And so I don't know if you guys remember that scene from Jaws where they shoot the yellow barrels into the fish, right, into Jaws. Well, that's what it was like. All of a sudden, it disappeared. And all I could see is my line just going across all the other lines across the other side of the boat. And then, boop, the board pops up on the other side. And I was like, you know, in the famous words, I said, I think we need a bigger boat. Because, I mean, this bad boy is all over the place. And it's tangled us up, and it's going all over the place. So finally my dad gets in the other three rods because it is just all over. And we get this thing in, and it takes off, and then it takes off, and then the board just, it's been under so much, the board finally just pulls off. It just pulls free, right? So the board's flopping, and we're watching it so we don't lose track of it, and the fish is going, and I'm thinking, there's no way we're going to get this thing in. It's going to snap me off. Something's going to happen. So we end up getting it up to the boat, and it is, I would say striper. I can't imagine a
wiper. They got a big striper in there.
Yeah. I can't imagine a wiper being
this big. It used to be really popular fish in there, so there's somewhere.
Yeah, this bad boy gets in there. Of course, we don't have a net that's big enough, you know. So it's sticking its head in the net, tail coming out the top, and my dad's lugging this thing in, and I'm thinking, this is the biggest damn fish I've ever seen, especially the biggest fish I've ever caught. And I remember this thing flopping down on the deck of the boat, you know, on the back of the boat, and it's just hot, and we're sweating, and sweat's dripping off our faces. We're trying to unhook it, and, you know, and then holding it with one hand in its mouth, your whole fist in its mouth, holding the bottom lip, and it's at your waist, and the tail's touching the ground, so it's as long as your leg, you know. And just this massive fish. And that's before we had, phones, really. And then cameras on your phone, so we never got a picture of it. But
so that is a fish story.
So that is a fish story.
You know what's funny is I have never heard the story. I think it was.
What are you guys doing at the time you were there?
I remember hearing.
Oh, yeah.
You?
Okay. Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. And I remember saying the same thing and looking at you, Brad, like, man, that's a fish
story. Yeah. Yeah. Right, listen, the best part of the story was that board popping up. It was going side to side. And all of a sudden, it would just disappear and pop up like Jaws. And then it would go back under.
So, Mitch, do you mind if I go again? Because it made me think of one.
Wait. You can. But. I just back to yours.
Yeah.
I've got a saying that I came up with myself. Fishermen lie, but pictures don't.
That's true, but that's long before we...
That's true. Yeah. I remember you telling me.
Yeah, it was great. And I went back in the water and everybody had a good time. So yeah.
I do remember something. And Josh can't interrupt me on this. Promise.
Okay.
Okay. Because this is a pretty good story. So for the Colorado Walleye Association. Me and Mitch were the tournament director waymaster for several years. Because of the way the organization was run, we wanted to fish. We did not, our weigh scales were open a half hour before boats had to come in. Me and Mitch would get off the water early, get the weigh stations set up. So what that means is during the whole day, you got to keep your fish alive or face a dead fish penalty. That's just the way it is because we want to fish too. And you're going to have to help me out with the lake on this. But we get a phone call. Because anytime you have an emergency, we leave our phones on. No phones can be used during a tournament, but unless there's an emergency. Like you have to go to shore because whatever that is. So as a tournament director, we have our phone on. Phone rings. It's like 9:42.
It was Pueblo Reservoir.
Oh, that's right. It was. Pueblo Reservoir. We get a call.
Oh, here we go.
See, you said you would prompt.
I didn't.
You didn't?
He's cutting in already.
Yeah. So anyway, we get a phone call. Oh my God. Oh my God, I got the biggest walleye ever. So Junior's calling, which is Josh. We call him Junior. He goes, this goddamn fish is so big, I can't even fit it in my live well. We're like, holy.
It is huge. It's 16 plus.
Oh, I didn't think.
Yes, you did. I was thinking about it. At 35 inches. We're like, Jesus, I want to see this fish.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, Junior's a good buddy of ours. We should go open up because we don't want to kill the fish this big. But we're like,
Because that was what his call was about. He was freaking out that he wasn't going to be able to keep this trophy
because it wouldn't fit in his live well.
And he didn't, of course, didn't want to kill it.
Yeah, I didn't want to kill it. The idea was to try to release her because she was so big and soft.
So I understand that. But we made the decision, no, just because he's our buddy, we can't do that. We're going to wait till the end of the day, do your best. Sorry, but you got a big fish. You're going to have to deal with it. So...
Yeah.
We come rolling
straight
in.
Straight up cold-blooded. Just be honest.
We had to. It was the positions we were in. I mean, we can't. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're going to weigh his fish.
Right,
I have
right.
a fish I could have brought in.
Yeah. Right.
So instead of getting there 20, 30 minutes before the scale, we made sure we were 30 minutes because we knew you'd be right on our tail ready to weigh this fish. So we get there half hour early, get it set up, and we're waiting. And by this time, because it was caught at 9:42 in the morning,
right.
A lot of people heard about this fish. Yeah. So other teams were like, no, I want to see this big bad boy. So there was quite a few boats that came in to see your fish.
Yeah.
And Justin Crump was the president of the CWA at the time. This is probably like 5 years ago, what'd you guess?
No, this is...
7 years
ago? Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so anyway, so Justin comes in. He's heard about this fish. And we're up there.
Because he was the first call. I was like, dude.
No, that's how he heard about it. Yeah. I'm just saying he heard about it. So he's up on shore. And I, because I'm the waymaster, I've weighed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fish. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to put my hands on this beefy boy or girl.
Yeah.
So we get up there and give you the bag. You put water in it. You're all excited. We're excited. We're like, ooh, here it goes.
Yeah.
He puts it in. We're like, ooh, I barely got to see it. I can get to see. We're like, it's big. It's big.
Yeah.
You come walking up and Mitch is going, he takes it out of the bag, and I'm like, that ain't 35 inches.
I didn't think it was 35
inches. No, yes, you did.
All I remember for sure was 16
pounds. 16 pounds, 35 inches.
You guys are so full of it.
So me and Justin look at each other. He looks at me, and I go, that might hit 10. And he's like, yeah, I'm guessing it right at 10, and it's 30 inches. And it ended up being 29 and a half, 30
it was,
and a half.
It was almost, it was just a little bit underneath 30. But it was almost as big around as it was long.
Yeah, whatever.
We could go measure it because it's on the wall at my house.
Oh, yeah. So it didn't hit 10 pounds. It was 9.8. But anyway, that was my fish story because it was awesome. Because if anybody knows Junior,
here we go.
Diamondback on Junior. Oh, I got a 24-incher. It's 21. I got a 35-incher. It was 30. Yeah. I'll give you 30 though. It's a beautiful fish. Yeah,
here we go.
Because I would have been super excited. Hey, we didn't even catch any that went 18, so it was a monster compared to us. Hats off.
And Josh won the tournament.
Yeah, hats
first
off.
First place.
There we go. Great job. Thank you.
So that was my fish story. I had to put. I would have never thought about it, but you're talking about big fish. You brought it up. You're talking about big fish.
And what was the problem? What was the issue? The issue is I had two live wells. No.
Oh.
The issue is I had two live wells in the back of the boat, and neither one could hold that fish. So that fish was curved almost in a U-shaped in that live well.
And folks, we were
all day long. And, well, we released it, and then it floated back up, and it put it on the wall.
No, we worked on it for a long
time. Yeah, we worked on that one.
No, that's right, that's right.
Because she would swim in the tank, but the second she hit
regular
the lake,
water.
The water temperature
was pretty warm, too. It was a struggle, but it was a beautiful fish.
It was
good
beginning
catch.
Of July.
Good catch, Junior. Yeah,
good win. Good tournament win.
Yeah. No, it was. It was. And the funniest part about that
What'd
story.
What'd you catch it on? Do you remember?
I storm smash head.
Smash head.
Yep, silver and black with an orange belly storm smash head, size 6. Because we went
fish.
To Bass Pro that night and bought all of them that they had, because that's the only one I had. Remember? Yeah. And so
and you wouldn't give us any.
I only had one. That was the only one. So we went up there. Remember, we drove all the way up to North Colorado Springs to get the 3 more of them.
Did you give us one?
Yeah, you were with me. We bought more.
I don't remember that.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
So you probably went back to jigging.
Yeah, you guys were just jigging.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah. But so, the funny part about that story is I was fishing with my little brother who's not a big fisherman, and we actually had a triple on at that time, and that fish was the third of the fish we reeled in. So we left her out there on the board and let her just jerk that board underneath
the
water.
Oh, I hadn't heard this
before. Oh, yeah. We let her stay out there forever because the first one that came in, we were like, that's a keeper. And it was. And that was first keeper of the day. And we were catching a lot of fish. And so
they have to be 18 inches or bigger.
Exactly.
So it's not easy to catch keeper.
No, so we knew for sure the first one was. So he's reeling in the second one, and I started in on the big one. And then
Were you thinking it was a wiper? Because there's a ton of wiper.
Well, and it was, but the board was, it was going back. But it was hanging.
You said it was hanging.
Yeah,
it wasn't like going
back.
Crazy.
Right. Just that one, like when we were on the Great Lakes, right? The one where it tilts up and then it goes back towards the middle of the boat because it was the inside board. And somebody's got a net, right? Because my little brother's not, he's not a fisherman. So he couldn't do that on his own. So I'd stick it in the rod holder and go over and take the board off and come back and fight it a little more. And then I would, then when it came time to net, I'd net his, stuck it on the bottom of the boat, went out, got out of the rod holder and reeled it up some more, took my own board off, which we all know can be disaster. And so I do all of that.
I took my own board off.
And
was
then,
he busy texting
right, they're asleep. But he's trying to unhook the smaller fish. So I've got the other one in the box, the first one. Second one wasn't a keeper. I could tell him that. I just dropped it on the floor of the boat. And I picked it, and I'm reeling in the other one. I take my own board off. And when I took the own board off, that's when I could feel. And that's when, all of a sudden you got the big head shakes, right? The whoom, 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 And I thought, holy shit, what are we doing? And all of a sudden, because we weren't fishing very deep. We're only probably 35 feet behind the board. I got that. We all know it, right? The infamous flash of the white tip of the tail. Yeah. And I could see that tail was massive. And I was like, oh, my God. And up to this point, I'd never caught anything. I caught a few 7-pounders at McConaughey in their tournaments and stuff. I'm gonna choke both of you with the cords on these microphones. This one I could see that it was huge, right? And especially it's my home lake. I grew up there, and we'd always caught fish like that in the springtime there. But this was midsummer, and so it was it was awesome. And then we get that bad boy in and net it, and
you're pretty happy.
I was way happy.
I bust your chops on that, but it was a good day.
The whole moral of the story is the whole point of you being all fired up and even calling us, trying to get us to weigh it, is because you wanted to release it.
Right, I wanted to. That was the big thing. I knew a big girl like that who fought that long, because remember, we put her in and she'd struggle, and we kept playing with her. I was like, hey man, let's just go weigh this thing real quick. Remember, first I asked if I could stick her in your live well, because your boat was brand new and you had the bigger live well. And I was like, I just...
that goes in our live well.
Yeah.
It's our fish.
I just couldn't, and I wanted to keep her alive, and I knew mine wouldn't do it. But it did. I mean, it kept her alive. We waded down the fins, and she stayed upright. And I thought she was going to go, and she did well in the tank. But
so. You know what? So here's what I think we do, because I think that when we put this podcast out,
right,
it's a beautiful fish, and you got a really nice mount. That yep. will be the picture.
I have a picture. We'll show it.
Yeah, we'll put that on. Yep. So everybody that listens to this, you won't know it at the time, but once you're listening to it, you'll be like,
oh, yeah, you'll see why. Yeah, no, it is. It's a beautiful mount. And Stephanie Schaefer in Pueblo did the mount for me because her husband Bob fishes with the club. And anyway, she did a great job. She did a beautiful job, you know, painting it. And it is. And it is almost as big around as it was long.
It's a
football walleye for sure.
Yeah. So we bust your chops on it, but it is a nice fish.
Yeah. No. Any
other fish stories you got, Mitch? You want to share?
No, all kinds, but we better save them and do this again.
So let's say this is fish stories session one.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And we'll have some more, because as the winter goes on, we'll need some.
We got some good ice fishing stories too.
Oh, all kinds of stories. And the one thing I just want to say, if we're gonna do some stories as we go,
right.
The one thing, we just got to be straight up honest, you know, because they're fish stories.
Right.
So take that with a grain of salt, but the three of us are going to shoot it straight.
Right.
If we said it happened.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So here's the deal. I mean, between the three of us, we probably get out on the water 150 days a year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, about that, give or take, but I would say probably a little more than that. Mm-hmm. But let's just say we're going to have some things that happen that are funny, some things that are heartbreak, but we're going to have some stories. So,
well, and the best part is we can mostly vouch because either we're together or we're at the same lake together, but in separate boats.
Yeah.
Or the first phone call is, holy cow, you guys never believe
what went on. I mean, I can think about the big one we had on at Cherry Creek, the one when we were at Jumbo, and I had that one that scared the shit out of me because it struck about 4 inches from the boat as I'm lifting the crankbait out of the water. It came up and swiped at it. I about peed myself.
Right.
But I mean, there's a ton of them, right?
And the what's the first thing you hear, right, when you get that phone call? If we're not together, like you guys got the big one at Cherry Creek in the tournament a couple years ago, right? Hey, man, we got I don't know, how big was it? Was that 8 or 9 or 10? 8 and a half. Yeah. Man, we got an 8-pounder. And the first thing you hear is bullshit. Yeah.
So, hey, thanks, guys, for following us on All Eyes on Fishing. Like us. Make sure you're sharing us. We try to get this out to as many people as possible. We do a lot of leading you to your next level, things that we've done over the last years and that have really made successful days out there for us, and we're trying to share that with you. But it comes with some of our stories, too, because you just can't help it.
Right. We're keeping it real.
Yeah.
Keeping it real. We'd love to hear your stories, whether just a comment on this or emailing us your story at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com, because we love to hear that stuff, to put that on our blogs.
And we definitely want to thank our sponsors, Berkley, for providing us with sponsors to help us out so we can continue to do this for you guys.
So, all right, guys, until next time, thanks a lot.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Join us again next time as we discuss your favorite topics. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and visit our website, alleyesonfishing.com, helping you to fish your next level.